Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I couldn't find the read on the sheet there, Doran, but I know it by heart because we believe so much in Guardian Protection.
We were just telling PJ about it.
We were telling PJ about it. I forget why.
Because of vacations, like telling people you're going on vacation. He's like, I would never do that. I'm like, we're like, hey, we can say that because we have Guardian.
Well, back in the day, you would just have to tell your neighbor, keep an eye out.
Right.
Now, technology will do it.
Uh-huh.
Love you, Guardian Protection.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do the Steelers beat the Colts? And that's what we're talking to Lee Sterling about, among other things. He, of course, from Paramount Sports. Good morning, Lee. Your Miami Hurricanes play tonight.
They do. They do. So are Friday games kind of weird for you guys when your team plays on Friday night?
Yes, but I don't think the country wants to watch my team play, so we don't get a lot of those.
I kind of like
gotta
playing on Friday nights.
Got to start recruiting Miami, South Florida again, big.
That's right. Give me some Stedman Baileys. Give me some Geno Smiths. Let's hit the Miramar.
Noel Devine, isn't he from Florida?
I forget. His high school tape was unbelievable.
One of the best
Who
ever.
Was that?
Noel Devine?
Yeah. I don't think he was not from South Florida. No, okay. I don't believe so.
So you feel like you know who everyone from South Florida ever?
Not ever. Not everyone.
He's from Fort Myers. Fort Myers.
No, I don't go out. I mean, I'm in Dayton, Broward probably every other week after I do shows on Thursday or Friday night, head to a high school. I have a couple friends who are referees.
So, are you good from this hurricane, Lee?
Yeah, we're good. Okay. I mean, I have some friends that are driving down. Actually, they're going to be pulling up in the next hour. They lost their power, so they're going to be down. Who knows? Could be a week or two. It's not great for people up in the Tallahassee area and the Panhandle area, but we didn't get much at all, just some 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
We're going to get into Steelers and Colts. We're going to get into Ravens v. Bills, but let's do some of the big-time college football games first. And
okay.
The aforementioned Miami Hurricanes taking on Virginia Tech, big favorite in this one.
They are, and Virginia Tech traditionally plays Miami tough, but this year just feels different. Their offense looks very good. I mean, they got like four running backs, five receivers, and finally a quarterback for the first time in probably 20 years. Virginia Tech returns 21 starters, but they obviously are not great. They've already lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Rutgers. They just gamble. They blitz way too much. Their special teams are still good. They hit on some big plays on offense, but you can't blitz like 75-80% of the time. It's too much against a talented team like this. And here's a stat. I was wondering if there's a lot of 4-0 and 0-4 against the spread teams this year, more than most years, and some surprises. Teams are better and teams are worse. But I thought that maybe some teams that have scored would slow down. But teams that have scored 159 or more points in their first four games haven't had a tendency to slow down in game five. In fact, they've covered 91 times and only lost 46 times. That's 66.4% in game five of the last decade. So I'm going to keep riding Miami at least for one more week here, 42-17.
Lee, I can't stand Notre Dame, and Louisville is competing in the ACC with my Pitt Panthers, so I'm very conflicted in this game. Notre Dame giving 6 to the Cardinals.
Yeah, last year Louisville looked great in that game. They won 33-20. They were aided by a +4 turnover advantage, and I don't think Notre Dame is great here, but Louisville has one weakness, and they just can't run the football. They ran it 37 times for just 98 yards against Georgia Tech. Meanwhile, Notre Dame did run for 198 yards against Texas A&M on the road. And Texas A&M is a top-5 run defense here. This is the first road game for Louisville, first top-level opponent here. Riley Leonard has, performed horribly both games and lost both times to Louisville. Last year at Duke, lost 23-0. So I think he's going to be laser-focused. I think Notre Dame's going to try to bully Louisville, similar to Michigan, what they did against USC last week. The key is, can they keep Tyler Shough in some long down-and-distance situations? If they can, some 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-10s, they'll be successful. If it's 2nd-and-4, 3rd-and-2, Notre Dame will have trouble. I like Notre Dame at home here, 28-17.
The surprising, the upstart, Brett Bielema's. The Illinois Fighting Illini going on the road to Happy Valley. They're a big dog in this game. It's whiteout energy. I don't know if you've been following any of that stuff, Lee. It's not a whiteout. It's whiteout energy. Stupid crap like that. Who do you like?
So Luke Altmaier's been good so far. 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. But you're just wondering, when is he going to have that bad game? Last year, came against Penn State, threw 4 interceptions on the home turf, and they lost 30-13. I think just Penn State's one of these teams that can beat certain level of competition by 17 to 21 points or more and still can't beat the Ohio States and probably can't beat Oregon. I like Penn State, 34-14.
Lee, let's head over to the NFL. Big Sunday night matchup, Baltimore, Buffalo. Baltimore is giving 2 to the Bills.
Yeah, Baltimore, that first game came a toe away from winning. The second week, they blew that 10-point lead, relaxed. But last week, through 3 quarters, they looked really good against Dallas here. And Buffalo's looked great, but let's look at the competition. Buffalo had to scramble late in the game with Josh Allen running and throwing to beat Arizona. Then they played maybe 2 of the worst 5 teams in the league right now, Miami and Jacksonville. So I still think they have some weaknesses, especially at linebacker. They've lost their 2 top linebackers in Matt Milano here and Terrell Bernard here. And I just think that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are going to be able to take advantage of them. These two guys look like they're in midseason form. This should be a fun game here. But I like Baltimore. I think that in the end they prevail, 33-27.
Oh, that'll be a fun one to watch. Mm-hmm. Steelers-Colts, I don't know that it will be all that aesthetically pleasing. The referee crew averages about 21.5 flags thrown per game. Both teams want to run the ball. One team can't play defense. How do you see this one playing out? Steelers' slight favorite in Indy.
Yeah, the Steelers are not going to do anything fancy, but it's clear they have an identity. And Justin Fields, he hasn't even fully let loose yet with his arm or his legs. But he's not making mistakes, completing over 73% of his passes, only 1 interception, no fumbles. And it's allowed the Steelers to sustain some long drives. And no defense has faced more plays or spent more time on the field than the Colts. Their points allowed and yards per play are slightly better, but still sit at the bottom third of the league. And it's just not all on the defense here, however, here. Quarterback Anthony Richardson has twice as many interceptions as touchdowns. I mean, fumbled twice. He did get lucky and recover both of them, but he just can't hit the seam open receivers. They are wide open and 3 to 4 times a game, just not getting the job done. He's only completed 49% of his passes here, and I think the Steelers remember the game last year. They were up 13-0 and allowed the Colts to score the final 30 points here. Revenge, revenge, revenge. Steelers! 27-17.
Lee, you are the man. Tell the people about your free play again, another winning week last week.
Yep. Let's keep it going. How about Cleveland and Vegas? This is a must-win game. We're going to give it to the first 5 callers that call 800-400-9741. Give them Cleveland and Las Vegas on me. 800-400-9741. We won with the Baker's Dozen promotion last week. This week, it's almost not October. Paramount Sports, we call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks of games starting tonight all the way through Thursday, October 31st. 5 weeks, normally 5:47, 9 to 12, 9 to 13 games a week. And this Saturday, we have our biggest game of the year, a 45-unit major wager best bet. So if you want to hop on board, normally 5:47, use coupon code SAVE200, just $347. We haven't had a losing week yet. You want to hop on board? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the man, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. All the best.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Lee. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. They call it Locktober.
Locktober.
If the Pirates were playing baseball next month, they call it Bucktober.
They're not.
For West Virginia, they're calling it Climbtober. Trust the climb. If you are a South Carolina Gamecocks fan, what do you think they call October?
I'm not saying that. You're not going to do that to me.
Tried to get you there.
Nope, can't do it.
Schedule your heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. We'd love you to text us. This final hour of the show brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You already know the future. You already know the Ravens are going to win. You already know the Steelers are going to win. But why are the Steelers going to win? Well, let's get into it next with Odds and Ends.
Yep.
Let's go. a callousless edition of Odds and Ends, which should make it more entertaining. Kidding-ish. Love you, callous. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That NFL music, it means one thing. It's Odds and Ends with Doran Dickerson.
Sean, are you playing? You're going to play, right?
Let's do it.
You'll give a lot more effort than Callis usually does. He's usually sleeping during the segment.
That's
but
a low bar to cross.
Yeah, you'll be all right. All right, Justin Fields. We'll start with Crowley. Justin Fields, over under 177.5 passing yards.
Oh, I love it. He's averaged about 173 yards per game. The Colts defense, no good. Steelers should be able to have their way running the football. I think it's a big Pat Freiermuth game. Oh, man. Slightly over. Slightly. Like 180. But maybe he gets a few yards on the ground.
He was locked in last week. He's going 200 minimum.
I can't agree more. I couldn't agree more. He's going over 200 again. He has a game-ish like last week. Anthony Richardson over under 183.5 passing yards.
I'm going to go over. I think he's going to hit a couple of big plays. That's the name of their game offensively. Alec Pierce would be the guy that you'll see make that big plays, averaging 25 yards a catch. Ashton Doolin, 33 yards a catch, only a couple of receptions. Yeah, he can't hit the layups. He can't hit the high percentage passes, but he can make you pay deep, and he will a couple times in this one.
I agree that he hits one big play, but I think even despite that, he will go under.
I am absolutely with Crowley. I think he goes over, and they hit maybe two big plays, and that does add to his total. He goes over. Don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be over 83.5 passing yards. Najee Harris, over under 67.5 rushing yards.
Oh, Doran, he's got to go over. You want to know why? Because he's had 69 yards, 68 yards, and 70 yards. So you know you're getting at least 68 from one Najee. In all seriousness, it's the worst rush defense in the league. They're giving up 180 yards a game on the ground. I think the Steelers, yes, they had success running the ball late because they wore the Chargers down. I also just think they figured some stuff out running the football. This will be the best running game the Steelers have had yards per carry this season. Over.
He goes over, especially without Warren. He's going to get the opportunities, and maybe it'll take until late into the fourth quarter, but I think he'll break one, maybe a 20 or 30 yarder in the fourth that will definitely put him over.
Not only does he go over, I think he has two touchdowns in the game. Justin Fields, over under 40.5 rushing yards.
I am going to go over on that one. I think they've been holding back a little bit. He was doing most of his damage from the pocket. I just don't have a lot of faith in this Colts defense. And we're kind of waiting to see that breakout game running the football from Fields that's in there. And it's so tough, I would imagine, to have to tamp down your own instincts. So I'm going over, and I might say about a 60-burger in this one for Justin Fields on the ground.
Crowley says he has no faith in the Colts defense. For that reason, Fields will not need to run that much, so he will be under because he'll pick him apart with his arm.
I'm with you, Myers. I think he has he has more than he had last week. I think he had like 9 yards rushing last week, so I think he's around 22 to 23 yards rushing, so that is under for me of 40.5 rushing yards for Justin Fields. Cordero Patterson, over under 21.5 rushing yards.
That's kind of where the line's been set on Jaylen Warren. I think they're going to continue to utilize him. I think they're only getting the tip of the iceberg from him. Would like to see him return a kick at some point because I feel like he can bust one of those too. That wouldn't count, obviously. I'm going over the 21.5. I think it's a big day on the ground for the black and gold.
He ran hard last week. We'll probably have an expanded role this week. I like over.
No Jaylen.
I'm going to go under. I think he's going to be utilized in as a running back, but as more of a passing threat at running back. Maybe a little bit of motion, and he'll be that extra receiver, but he'll be doing that as a running back. So I'm going to go under. Not crazy under, but slightly. Anthony Richardson, over under 35.5 rushing yards.
I'm conflicted on this one because you know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. He's going to run the ball. They're going to take deep shots. I do think that they will hit a couple of deep shots. I think Jonathan Taylor gets slowed down. I think they also keep a clamp on Richardson's running ability. He'll probably run for a first down or two, and it'll be frustrating, but I don't think he goes over that mark.
speaking of frustrating, I think he will be frustrated trying to throw the football, so he'll just take it into his own hands to tuck it and run, so he will go over.
Yep, I'm with you. With you, Myers. He goes over. George Pickens over under 52.5 receiving yards.
Over. It's time.
I think one catch alone might take him over in this game.
Yep.
Door in the cover three.
Cover three. He's going to just
eat all day. A lot of cover three.
He's going to eat all day. Too much cushion. Too much cushion and too much yak for George Pickens. He goes over. Pat Freiermuth over under 28.5 receiving yards.
This is my player of the game for the Steelers. We usually pick those in the last segment. I got a couple of more I'm looking forward to, but 17 out of 20 passes that have been targeted to tight ends against the Colts have been completed this year, and the Steelers are going to keep that trend going. Pat Freiermuth, his bust-out performance, 2024.
If he doesn't at least double that, I think it'll be a disappointing effort. I see him getting 60, 70, maybe 80 yards.
And it's time. Yeah, it's time, Patty.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like you said, the defense of giving up yards and receptions to tight ends. I think this is his time to break out. Michael Pittman Jr., who has been slow this year but can break out, is a high production receiver. Over, under 44.5 receiving yards.
Under.
I don't have a lot of faith in them through the air, but I think he might be the one guy who does go over for them.
That's exactly where I'm at. It said that Richardson might hit two big plays. One of those is going to be to him, and he'll get that chunk within that one big play. George Pickens over under 3.5 receptions.
Oh, yeah. Over.
I love that line.
Isn't that what we got last week, too?
I think it was four. Yeah, it was 3.5, yeah.
I mean, Van Jefferson's eyes better. He ain't taking targets away. I think the guy you worry about taking targets away is Pat Freiermuth, but you need two. Those are the two. Absolutely. Over that in the first half.
He will be at least at four. I'm thinking five catches.
Yeah, that's the same thing for Pat Freiermuth, and I think we're all on the same page. I think they both will go over 3.5 receptions in the game. Jonathan Taylor over under 1.5 receptions. Now, he can run the football very, very well. He's a really good back, but he's a really good complete back. I think they utilize him in the passing game a little bit more.
Are you ready for a stat?
Mm-hmm.
I had this one stowed away, wasn't going to use it. The Steelers have allowed every pass thrown to a running back this year to be completed. Opposing quarterbacks 15 for 15 targeting opposing running backs. He'll get a couple because I don't think he's going to be able to do it traditionally in the running game. You got to stay ahead down a distance. Yeah, he'll go over 1.5.
I mentioned I thought Richardson's going to be running quite a bit. A lot of that will be because he's under pressure, and as a result, he's also going to be looking for the dump down. So I think they're not going to complete every pass to a running back, but it will be more than 1.5 to Taylor.
I'm with you guys. Over 1.5 to Taylor. Does Fields throw a touchdown?
Yes, to Pat Freiermuth, middle of the end zone. Up underneath the goalpost, like that clip we dissected from training camp.
Yes.
I think he might throw two touchdowns.
Okay. Does he have a rushing touchdown?
No, I think it's a game for Najee. Score a couple rushing touchdowns.
No rushing touchdowns.
No DeForest Buckner.
No rushing touchdowns for Fields. Does TJ Watt have two sacks?
Their line might be the best in the league. So, yes. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. TJ's going over.
Agreed.
Yep. Nick Herbig, does he have a sack?
I kind of think this is a Leal game. Weird as it is to say. They want to run the ball. They're not going to run it at TJ. Steelers know that. More Leal. Did you say a sack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll still go. Yeah, he's going to have a sack.
Yeah.
He will get it on the final Colts drive of the game.
Ooh.
I like that. I like that call.
Sean Myers bringing it today.
I'm with you guys. He does have a sack. Last one for you. Will they show the Bettis fumble on the broadcast?
It's been all over Twitter. They probably will. Yeah.
They will not.
The terrible tackle.
They will. Is there any other things that they might show between Colts, Steelers?
Well, I hope they don't show any highlights of last year's game.
I don't even remember last year's game that much. I remember Mitch just being horrible.
Mitch was terrible. KZ got thrown out of the game, remember? And they had no safety. Steelers had a lead in that one, and then all of a sudden they couldn't stop the Minshew choo-choo train.
Maybe they show the Aaron Bailey play? The near catch?
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh?
You know what? That coming off the heels of playing Harbaugh?
Right.
That's a pretty good... They played some games, these two teams. Ben had 6 touchdowns against Andrew Luck, Colts.
That Juju? 90-yarder?
Oh, man.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
He had one against Detroit
maybe that was
for
Detroit,
97 yards.
Yeah, that's it.
He had another long one.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
That's it.
That was good.
Yep.
Again, all the statistics have me feeling like the Steelers are going to win this game. I went over on all the offensive props. I went under on all the Colts offensive props. I think matchup-wise, the Steelers should absolutely win this game. But football. Like, you just, you're going to get one a week. At least one a week. And the Giants could have stunned the Cowboys last night. I'm uneasy. You got to get that Tomlin road loss. All right, coming up next, before we give our predictions for this game, before we pick some players of the game, couple of massive games that affect the Steelers. One, of course, Baltimore and Buffalo. We'll break that down for you when we come back. But first, it's a Sean Myers headline.
Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines.
Give you our Steelers-Colts prediction in the final segment of the show. I have a guarantee, though. Minka Fitzpatrick interception. Hasn't had one since week 16, 2022.
Wow.
Went the entire season last year without a pick. Now, he was dealing with injuries. Still yet to have an interception this year. Richardson likes to throw it to the other team. Also overthrows guys over the middle of the field all the time, so that's right in Minka land.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets off the schneid. I think he has an interception in this one.
I like that.
Who do you like in the Bills v. Ravens game?
I don't know. I'm conflicted with that game. I feel like the Bills are good, but I feel like it was almost a false test against the Jaguars, because I think the Jaguars are that bad. So that's a toss-up for me. But if I have to pick right now, I like the Bills.
I like the Bills, too.
Yeah.
I think even if, for whatever reason, you thought the Ravens were going to win the game, it would feel almost chilly not to bet the Bills this week with the way that they're playing.
Yep.
Hey, you're not seeing a ton of great quarterback play around the league. And you're seeing great quarterback play there. And I actually had a question about that for you, Doran. Do you think it's easier on Josh Allen not having Diggs in his ear? Like, one guy that you feel you need to get the ball to? Can it almost be freeing just to be able to spread the thing around?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. If you have faith in what those other guys are doing.
Yeah.
Like, Shakir is a menace out there, and, you know, he's not a big-time name, but he's making a huge name for himself. I know that Josh Allen loves to throw to him. You can just tell, like, he doesn't say anything. He just goes to work, and he just does his job, and goes out there and makes plays. Like, I'm sure he's happy about that, having that type of guy.
So, guys are open all the time. Joe Brady's doing an awesome job.
He's doing a real good job.
And he's not turning the ball over, Josh Allen. Right now, today, MVP.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. It's like, I'll never, as long as Mahomes is in the league, say anybody's better than Mahomes, but nobody's playing better right now than Josh Allen. I feel like I know how it's going to go, too. Like, the Ravens might get up in this game. They're at home. They're going to be juiced. It's a night game. That's a tough place to play. Harbaugh, like Tomlin, gets his team off the mat whenever they're against it, right? So I think they're going to come out guns a-blazing. They blow 10-point leads like it's their job,
mm-hmm.
when in fact it's their job to not blow 10-point leads. I think Buffalo wins this game coming back and then going away. How about that?
Yeah, see that happening.
Texter reminds us, Minka Fitzpatrick, 2019, 100-yard pick six against the Colts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Minka's first year with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know who threw the football?
I think
it was Matt Ryan.
Maybe.
Or is that too early for Matt Ryan?
That's too early.
Was it Rivers then?
Might have been Rivers. I forgot he played there.
So did I.
What a strange situation they've had at quarterback since Peyton Manning left. Well, really since Andrew Luck left. Andrew Luck, good player, overrated. Overrated. Turnover 100%. Machine. You agree?
100% agree.
You know who he reminds? He's better than Trevor Lawrence, but those are the last two guys that got that much acclaim coming out of school.
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh. Jacoby doesn't usually do that either. He protects the football. I think he's a good backup quarterback. Anyway, Cleveland this week. Cincinnati this week. Cincy needs it more than anybody. Cincy 0-3. Taking on Andy Dalton. Storylines about. You imagine if they start 0-4?
And lose to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're done. Done.
You not know those, only do you know lose those the Panthers, lose to Andy Dalton.
Yeah, those games, you just. Andy Dalton's feeling himself. He had a good game, kind of revitalized and gave him a little shot in the arm to Carolina. You know, he's overly excited to play against his former team.
They're not good. They're not good. They got juiced up because they felt like they had a shot at quarterback for the first time in a long time. Deontay Johnson caught a couple of touchdowns. I think the Panthers come back down to earth. I do think the Bengals get off the schneid. And then the Browns, man, they're on the road at the Raiders in a slight underdog. I think the Raiders beat them, dude. You talk about two dysfunctional teams. Antonio Pierce coming out after the game last week saying, we had guys out there making business decisions. You have Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper lashing out at the media this week in Cleveland. I think Cleveland goes out there. I think Cleveland loses the game. I think Cleveland then spirals down a drain the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to get real ugly there. Mm-hmm. Real uglier, I should say. All right, we'll give you our Steelers prediction when we come back. We also on Fridays like to give you Sunday's game balls on a Friday. So if the Steelers win, who's going to get the game ball? You understand? It'll be good. It'll be fun. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline. I'll tell you why I was confused about that Colts game. 2019, the Minka pick. Brian Hoyer and Jacoby Brissett both played.
They both played. Who threw the pick again?
It was Brian Hoyer.
Wow.
Who also threw three touchdowns in that game, did Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer once led the Browns to a 6-2 start, including a butt-whooping of the Steelers in what felt like a coronation in Cleveland. And then they fell flat on their face the rest of the way, did those Brownies, as they're wont to do. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Sunday's game balls on a Friday, Doran. Who do you like to have a game ball in a game for the Steelers should they win this contest?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Your guy.
Yep. Now, I did say that he was going to go under in rushing, but I think that he'll be even with the receiving yards. But I think he is just a significant role, even more than he did last week in this game, and in multiple ways. So I think that he has a fantastic – I think he might score a touchdown, too.
They win?
Yes.
Yeah. Everything in our analysis makes me think the Steelers should win this game and maybe do so going away. Not that they like to do that, though they did do it last week. I'm picking the Colts. It's just a feeling. Don't call me negative Nancy Adrian. Don't call up, say I'm always negative. It's a feeling. I just don't think Starkey was in here. The Steelers could start 9-0. They could. Sure, they'd be favored in a lot of these games coming up. I just don't think they're good enough to be 9-0. I don't think they're good enough, frankly, to be 4-0. Doesn't make sense, but that's how I feel.
Who's
a Mike Tomlin
off?
Road loss. Oh, if they win, two guys. Patty Fry coming out contest here. Middle of the field, play action. Yeah, this is his time to shine. And let's get on it, Patty Fry. We love you, Freiermuth. I know you're listening. Get it going here. I think he will. Defensively, I think it's the DeMarvin Leal game.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
I have been saying that.
I like it.
What, you want to run the ball at T.J. Watt? No, you want to run the ball at Herbig. Well, not if Herbig's not on the field in early downs. I think this is a game, obviously, you want to stop the run. You want to stop Jonathan Taylor. And I think DeMarvin Leal flexes his muscles.
And I'll go and one more. Darnell Washington. Just how much Arthur Smith gushed over him in his interview the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, tight end, big game. I think that he's going to have a significant role on Sunday.
Yeah, the more I've been thinking about your over-unders from the odds and ends segment, again, I think the Steelers will win the game, but I'm picking Indianapolis. For whatever that's worth, you're going to see a lot of these overs hit because the Steelers are going to be on the field offensively like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts have basically played four games defensively with the amount of plays they've been on the field for. It's crazy. I think Steelers are a good matchup. What are you laughing at? Starkey out there doing that. Is he doing that elevator bit, the escalator bit thing? What a strange man he is. All right, Starkey coming up next. Buddy, no pit, but you got high school football tonight.
Yes. Central Catholic, NA, 7 p.m. at Baldwin.
Did you hear what James Franklin said about Central Catholic?
Yeah, I don't know. I know one guy from Central Catholic that has ever had a decent career at Penn State. That's Stefan Wisniewski.
What if he shows up in a helicopter tonight, James Franklin?
Cool.
He did that last week for Central Catholic at Hempfield.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He came in down like in an Apache or something.
Nice.
Looked crazy.
Wow, everybody was so excited.
You know I'm anti-Franklin, too. Oh. Big whiteout energy. All right, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Rain scattered throughout the day, a high of 75. Sean Myers, great stuff today, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank you,
to have you in. Talk to you on Monday. Bye.